You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, as always, Julian Council, talking Carolina Panthers with you every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Your team every day. That's our motto here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe or follow for free on YouTube or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And be sure to follow me, Julian Council, on Twitter, at Julian Council, where on Fridays I answer your weekly Friday mailbag questions. And if you'd like to participate in the weekly Friday mailbag right here on Locked On Panthers, either at me or DM me over on Twitter, at Julian Council. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You ever dreamed of becoming an NFL general manager and managing your own football franchise? Then this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. My listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps in the game store. Sometimes I really hate this team. I really do. I truly do. So I am back here re-recording a show because I went and did a full show almost. I was actually down to the final segment in my watch starts buzzing because I've subscribed to notifications with Adam Schefter and Ian Rapoport to make sure I never miss any NFL news, especially during this time of the year during free agency, so they don't miss something and then have to go back and re-record it, which is what happened today. Go out, check out to make sure that it's not Panthers news. And of course, it's Panthers news around 7:30 on a Sunday evening. The Carolina Panthers have come to terms with former Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen for a three-year deal. Now, I am happy about this. I was someone who said I wasn't quite sure Thielen would come to Carolina, just thinking about, like, okay, he's older, probably wants to go to contender. Maybe Carolina's not what he's looking for, especially when they're going to be breaking in a rookie quarterback. He's going to have to play with Andy Dalton for maybe a first month of the season or first half of the season. Who knows how long Dalton's actually going to be the starting quarterback in Carolina if he ever is a starting quarterback, because we all know the Panthers move up to number one to draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, maybe Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. Like, Dalton's not long for the starting job in Carolina that he currently has, mainly by default and seniority, and that the rookie is not here. So I wondered, would a player like Adam Thielen, who's been in Minnesota, who's been all the way to an NFC championship game and so close to playing a Super Bowl, did he want to come to Carolina in this new regime with Frank Reich and now Thomas Brown as the OC? I didn't know. And I didn't really know what his role really was last year with Minnesota. It seemed like he was like number two wide receiver, maybe number three to KJ Osborne. Of course, Justin Jefferson, who was phenomenal. But last season, 70 receptions for and six touchdowns at 10.2 yards per catch. He was a solid player, and I still think he is. And he's one of those guys that's an expert route runner that Panthers could absolutely use in the slot, and that's what I think he's coming here to do, to be that veteran presence in the wide receiver room, because they absolutely needed a veteran. They needed a leader and someone who has produced in the NFL, had multiple thousand-yard receiving seasons, even if that was four or five seasons ago. He's done more in his career even a year ago. What Terrace Marshall's done collectively, what Shai Smith has done collectively, like what Laviska Shenault has really done here in Carolina. The Panthers had one of the worst wide receiving cores heading into free agency, and now they have added to it and made it better with Adam Thielen. And the thing, too, is you can't just look at, okay, you got Thielen, Marshall, Smith, and Shenault, and be like, okay, that's the wide receiver core. That's not going to be it. According to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.com, he was on SportsCenter on Sunday morning saying the Panthers wanted both Adam Thielen and DJ Chark, who spent time with the Lions last year. He's been in Jacksonville. And Matt Bowen, who has his top 30 available free agents on ESPN.com, does a really good job doing that. I'm going to talk about that later also when we come down to some of the edge rushers. But Matt Bowen, he does a really good job breaking down those guys. He had Thielen 26 on his list. He has DJ Chark 7th on his list, saying he's a vertical target. He's a vertical stretch target, excuse me. Averaged 16.7 yards per catch in 11 games to the Lions last season. He can be schemed to attack intermediate windows on deep end breakers. At 6'4", he has the ability to win outside matchups as a boundary target. He also has 18 touchdowns over five seasons, and he's been a Pro Bowler. No matter what value you place in the Pro Bowl, that is valuable to have someone who at least has been valued by his peers and by the NFL as one of the better players in the NFL that season as a Pro Bowler. So adding Thielen and then Chark is a far better situation with the Carolina Panthers entered last week in free agency in. And really, we hadn't even got to week two because I guess week two starts Monday, which you're going to be listening to this on Monday. But Sunday, first 7 days, they went out there, got their veteran quarterback in Andy Dalton, got a safety in Von Bell, which now allows Jeremy Chinn to move up close to the line of scrimmage where he played his rookie year as a linebacker, more of a hybrid role, which I think he will play in his 3-4 scheme with Jarrell Averill, the new defense coordinator in Carolina. So you went out and did that. You also got defensive lineman in Deshaun Williams and Shai Tuttle, neither of which are edge rushers, but they can solidify the interior of the defensive line. And they give you veteran options, which the Panthers did not have, and they had just lost. So that's important to have that. A pass-catching tight end in Hayden Hurst, and now you have a wide receiver in Adam Thielen, and you'd like to add another one in DJ Chark. All five of the boxes I wanted the Carolina Panthers to check last Monday have been checked in the first 7 days, which is why I told y'all when DJ Moore got traded. And I understand the angst and the feeling surrounding it, but to wait and see what the world looked like a week later. And still a week later from that, the world did not look great as far as Carolina Panthers wide receiver core. And even to this day, it still doesn't look great. But if you add Chark and then you draft someone in the second round, which I think the Panthers are likely going to do, you have Thielen, Chark, your second round wide receiver who you hope maybe one day develops into your number one wide receiver, depending on who it is. You have Terrace Marshall, who still has potential and I think can take a next step this year from year two to year three. Shai Smith, Laviska Shenault, and not to mention Miles Sanders coming out of the backfield to catch football and Hayden Hurst catch football at tight end. A year ago, it was DJ Moore and that was basically it. They got rid of McCaffrey. You weren't getting Chuba Hubbard to catch the football. You weren't getting Deontay Foreman to do that either. And you weren't even asking either one of those guys to do that. Now you have Sanders who can do that. Ian Thomas, Tommy Trimble, they're not what Hayden Hurst is going to be in this Carolina Panthers offense under Frank Reich. So you've now added a veteran receiver, maybe not the level of DJ Moore. Certainly we know that. Back in the day he was, but not anymore in Adam Thielen. But you have a veteran. And then you've added a pass-catching tight end who can make some plays for you. You've added a running back who can make some plays for you and can be more durable. That's what you want here in Carolina for a rookie quarterback. It's not going to be perfect year one. 2024, next offseason, certainly I think they're going to have to be in the market to go out and get more skill position players, especially at wide receiver. We'll see. Thielen's going to be here for the next year or two, depending on how the deal is actually broken down in those 3 years that he's signing here in Carolina. But you have Adam Thielen. You maybe have DJ Chark. You have a good start to adding a receiver in this draft and then probably someone next year, whether it's a trade or free agency. And I still wouldn't turn down an opportunity to go out there and get a T. Higgins. If that's a possibility for the Carolina Panthers, they can make a trade work with Cincinnati. And if the Bengals can't pay him and if T. Higgins can work out his salary to come to Carolina, I would still love to see that because I think he then with Thielen and if you do bring in Chark, you draft someone in the second round with the other guys here and Marshall and Smith and Shenault, that works out to being a far more effective wide receiving core than what we had about 7, 8, 10 days ago when news broke that DJ Moore is going to Chicago. So the Panthers are in a better situation now than they were, even though this is still a wide receiver room that's being built. And you have to understand, while Scott Fitterer might have been here and he made the Shenault trade and that he made the Marshall and Smith draft picks, Frank Reich's also going to have some sort of say. And Thomas Brown's going to have some sort of say in the guys that they have here. And Sean Jefferson, the wide receiver coach, like they're going to look at this room. They're going to evaluate them. They're going to be like, hey, this is what we need to do. And they evaluated the room. And they decided we need a veteran. We need Adam Thielen. And I don't know what his market was outside of Carolina, but all I know is he's here now. And this is absolutely a move the Carolina Panthers had to make and needed to make. And thank God they did make it. And let's go make another one. Bring in DJ Chark. Go get a second round rookie wide receiver and then continue to build and put pieces around this wide receiver, that's not the wide receiver room, but around this rookie quarterback when he gets here to Carolina later on this spring. All right, so the Panthers are starting to fill that one need at wide receiver. I think they need to add more, like I just mentioned. But what about edge rusher? Because last year, it was pretty much Brian Burns and then a by committee approach. Let's get back to 2021. Now, Hassan Reddick, he's not available. A player like Hassan Reddick's not available. What are some of the top remaining free agent edge rushers out there that could fix the need the Carolina Panthers have at edge rusher opposite of Brian Burns? We'll talk about that here in just a moment on Locked on Panthers. But before we do that, today's episode of Locked On Panthers is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You've heard me talk about this mobile game app, and if you ever thought that you'd make a good general manager, you got to give this game a try. It's not as easy as you might think to create a dynasty. When you play Ultimate Football GM, you get to control and manage every strategic aspect of your team as you play through seasons and lead your team to glory, trying to build a historic dynasty. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for controlling the destiny of your franchise by hiring the right coaches and coordinators, managing all the finances, including negotiating player salaries and terms, navigating your franchise through free agency, the draft, injuries, player slash personnel issues, and all the ups and downs of the season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want and when you want to. Locked On Panthers listeners, meaning you, get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using promo code Locked On in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up in the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM, start your dynasty today. I'm just wondering, like, when are we going to start talking about, like, edge rushers? Because last year, we went into the season saying the Carolina Panthers need an edge rusher opposite of Brian Burns after letting Hassan Reddick walk and then have a phenomenal season with hometown Eagles. We said that all offseason. Said it during training camp. Said it throughout the season. And at no point did the Carolina Panthers find someone opposite of Brian Burns. Now, the combination of Marquise Haynes and Frankie Louvu in the second half of the season, really, like, the last six or seven games, that helped out. But did not strike the fear of God into left or right tackles like Burns does. And of course, like the combination in 2021 of Burns and Reddick did. So the Carolina Panthers still sit here needing an edge rusher who can command the attention and respect of offensive coordinators and offensive players in the NFL heading into next season. I do think that they will probably draft someone, but remember, first round pick going to the quarterback, second round pick, I would guess going to a wide receiver. And in third round, is that going to be the earliest that they can really address edge rusher? So they need to go ahead and do that now in free agency and hopefully not break the bank. Because they didn't pay a lot for Hassan Reddick. And they ended up losing him because they were trying to get Deshaun Watson. But also it was going to cost them a pretty penny to bring Reddick back. And they knew down the line they were going to pay Brian Burns a ton of money. Now, Matt Bone, who I talked about earlier from ESPN.com, covers the NFL. There's a lot of good scouting coverage and all that kind of stuff. I think he's on, was it ESPN? What is it? Game Plan? What was that show that... I can't remember what the hell it's called. Either way, he's got his top 30 of free agents out there, and 6 of them are all edge rushers out there. Starting off with Yannick Ngakoue, who I've already linked to the Carolina Panthers a week ago during the free agency primer because he played for Frank Reich, now briefly, last year in Indianapolis, but he had 9.5 sacks in 2022, bringing his total to 65 over 8 seasons, given his subpar tape as a run defender, which is a concern. However, he should be targeted as a situational pass rusher, a role in which he can use his top-end traits to win on the edge, burst out the ball, hand usage, and the ability to bend around offensive tackles. We know NFL teams value edge rushers, so Ngakoue will have a market even if he tops out as a pass rusher on nickel snaps. I'm cool with that. Yannick Ngakoue, 9.5 sacks. Isn't that more than what Marquise Haynes has had combined the last two seasons? Frankie Louvu, what, I think he had about 7 last year almost. I would take that in Yannick Ngakoue. A situational pass rusher is really all I'm looking for. I don't need him to stop the run. That would help if he could do that as well. We need someone who teams are concerned about. And 65 sacks over 8 seasons, that's pretty damn good. 9.5, I'll take that as well to go along with what Burns did last season. That fixes your pass rush, in my opinion. Now, it does not fix you being able to set the edge and stop the run, but I do think that that gives you someone who teams are going to be concerned about. Can the Panthers figure out the right kind of one-year deal maybe for Ngakoue? Does he want a bigger deal? I don't know. That's a player that I'm absolutely interested in. Now, there's another guy on this list who constantly gets brought up because he's from the area, and you know who it is, Jadeveon Clowney, who Matt Bone writes production dropped off in Cleveland last season as he had just 2 sacks in 12 games. That's not great. He's a straight-line power rusher who can set a hard edge versus the run game, given his physical tools, which the Carolina Panthers absolutely need. He has never fully turned those tools into production, though. The number one overall pick in the 2014 draft has 0 double-digit sack seasons. Clowney could be a rotational addition for a contender. Okay, so we look at free agency nowadays, and especially when you get to like the second round of free agency, a lot of these guys are more names than actual talent. And Clowney has always had the talent. We just have not seen it. And he's heading into, year 9 playing in the NFL and still hasn't had double-digit sacks. He's only getting older. So what makes you think that's going to all of a sudden happen here at Carolina? Maybe it does, but it's hard to really bank on that. You'll probably get more out of Ngakoue as far as a pass rusher than Clowney, but you get more run stopping out of Clowney than you get out of Ngakoue. And if you can get both, I guess that works out too. I don't know if the Carolina Panthers would get both and really want both of these guys or want any of them at all. I have no idea. We're just sitting here having a conversation about potential targets. Clowney, fine hometown kid, all that kind of stuff. That's a great story. I just don't see him being the kind of player that we would hope. And he got paid a ton of money by Tennessee, had zero sacks, did nothing in Seattle. Clowney is just a name. More than the actual like production that we talk about. But he's up there in the top 10 of available free agents. So the Panthers should at least give him a call and see if he would like to come back home. Leonard Floyd, sitting up there at 13th in these rankings. He notched 9 sacks for the Rams in 2022, giving him a total of 29 over the past 3 seasons in L.A. He's a long edge rusher at 6'5", similar to Brian Burns, the closing burst and bend to turn a corner on offensive tackles. I would take Floyd, I would take Ngakoue over Jadeveon Clowney because of that production. 29 sacks for the last 3 seasons. Clowney has not done that. Let me quickly look out what Jadeveon Clowney has done, because I should have done this before. Let me quickly see what his sack totals are the last 3 seasons and just compare those to what we just talked about there, 29 for Leonard Floyd, who was a former first-round pick out of Georgia. All right, looking at it. Last year, Clowney, we already said, 2 sacks. He had 9. Then 0 in Tennessee. So a 0 sack season is insane. 11 over the last 3 seasons compared to 29. Who's the better player? Now, Bowen values Clowney more probably because he's better against the run, which I think he certainly is compared to Leonard Floyd. We're just not going to get that production out of Clowney that we get out of Ngakoue or out of Leonard Floyd here in Carolina. Frank Clark, surprised to see him get cut by the Chiefs. I watch enough Chiefs football, but I don't really feel like I watch Frank Clark intently. Just know he's a name, and he's ranked 16th in this list. He logged just 5 sacks during the regular season for the Chiefs last year, but his postseason numbers jumped again for the veteran edge rusher in Kansas City's playoff run to the Super Bowl title. Clark posted 2.5 sacks and 6 pressures. Clark, who will turn 30 this summer, can upgrade an NFL front even if he is just a nickel pass rushing role, and that's really what we're seeing out of all of these guys. If you're finding a total package at defensive end and at edge rusher, they're typically not available in the second week of free agency or at all. Like last year, Hassan Reddick, that was a rare case where a guy like him was available after having back-to-back awesome seasons. That's just not the case for any of these guys out there available right now. Now, Frank Clark, not enough production for me to really want to go get him. I would rather have some of the other guys, especially the guys who are a little bit younger than Clark, and see how they would fit here in Carolina. Now, an older player is Justin Houston, whose market will be impacted by his age, but the production is still there for a veteran to sign with a contending team as a rotational edge rusher. In 2022, Houston finished with 9.5 sacks, tied for 20th in the league, and 32 pressures. He's a detailed pass rusher who can win one-on-one, and he seems like someone I think the Panthers actually might be interested in, just because he can give you that veteran role, and he can be kind of a mentor and a leader on that defense, and he can still give you production. I'm a fan of Justin Houston. He's a little bit older. It's probably only a 1-year kind of deal. But he's still going out there and producing and staying healthy for the most part. Like, I'm good with that. And in 20th on Matt Bowen's list of available free agents heading into week 2 of free agency, Melvin Ingram. We talked about him as well. Former South Carolina Gamecock. He produced 6 sacks and 22 tackles in 17 games this past season. So durable. Given his age, much like Houston, Ingram should be targeted as a sub-package rusher who will benefit from a heavily schemed defense, one that uses multiple fronts and stunts to put him in defined one-on-one. Does that sound like the defense we're going to have here in Carolina, Vigero Avero? Yes, it does. Melvin Ingram would fit. So really, Ngakoue, Floyd, Houston, Ingram, of the 6 that we just talked about, like those are the guys. If they sign any of them, I'll be totally happy about that, because the Carolina Panthers need to go out there and find a veteran edge rusher opposite of Brian Burns. They can't just go into another season hoping that some of these rotational guys that have had 3 or 4 sack seasons can step up and be that guy for them. And I mean, let me quickly go back, just make sure at least I'm getting like Marquise Haynes stats correct. Cause he didn't have a sack, y'all, until was it week 11 when they played the Falcons, and he effectively ended the game with back-to-back sacks on that last drive for Atlanta in the rain. He had 5 sacks last year, which was a career year for Marquise Haynes. He's had 4, 3, and 5 the last 3 seasons. So that is 13 sacks. No, that's not. That's bad math. That's 12 sacks. But he has 13 in his career. So 12 sacks over the last three seasons compared to 29 from a guy like Leonard Floyd. Now, how much it cost to bring him in, that's always something that we have to concern ourselves about and think about when having these discussions. But they needed somebody else out there who has proven that they can get close to double-digit sacks or even double-digit sacks in a season. But again, not a lot of those guys are out there available and also able to stop the run and do some of the other smaller things that are also very important to playing defense at the Carolina Panthers or any NFL team would want. All right, so wide receiver, edge rusher. What about cornerback? Because J.C. Horn, Dante Jackson, don't want to say they're injury-prone, but they certainly have struggled with injuries the last couple seasons, leaving the Carolina Panthers in a precarious position like in Week 17 when C.J. Henderson and Keith Taylor could not do anything with Mike Evans. Should the Panthers look at getting another corner? We'll talk about that here in just a moment on Locked On Panthers. But before we do that, what an insane weekend of March Madness we had this past week. Kansas, number one seed, goes down. See also Purdue to a 16 seed that shouldn't even been in the tournament. What are we doing, Boilermakers? Well, the tournament's heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drain. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout of a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance. Get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, so the Carolina Panthers have checked the five boxes I asked them to check a week ago. Veteran quarterback, wide receiver, defensive line, pass checking tight end, safety. All five of the boxes have been checked, and I would like for them to get an edge rusher, as we just talked about some of the available ones out there. Do they need to add another cornerback? I feel like they do. We'll go back to Week 17, and some people have tried to just break it down as simply the Carolina Panthers did not make the playoffs because Dante Jackson and J.C. Horn were both out of that Week 17 matchup, and that certainly played a massive role in them losing that game to Tampa Bay that afternoon. That and not having an edge rusher other than Brian Burns to get after Tom Brady, C.J. Henderson, Keith Taylor. Neither one of those guys have shown that they are a reliable third option at corner or even a reliable option when called upon as starters, especially in critical situations like Week 17 on the road at Tampa, win or go home scenario. And the Panthers, unfortunately, went home because those guys were not up to snuff, and Horn and Jackson have been injured. Look at the last couple seasons for Dante Jackson. And I don't want to sit here and call the guy injury prone, because none of these guys want to get injured. They spend all this time rehabbing, working out, keeping their body in perfect condition so they can play through a grueling 17-game, 18-week NFL season. Like, none of these guys wants to get hurt. Just the reality is, 2020, turf toe. 2021, had the groin issue. And then last year, the worst of them all, an Achilles tear. Dante Jackson has just not been reliable and been able to be on the field for a long period of time throughout the season. And that has hurt Carolina. Now, when you have Stephon Gilmore, and then you add C.J. Henderson, when you still had belief and faith that maybe he could be someone who could step up for you and be that number two one day, that was fine. But when you have a scenario where it's Henderson who's showing you that he's not that guy, and then Keith Taylor, and then even Josh Norman, that is a bad situation for the Carolina Panthers to be in. And Dante Jackson, just right now, it's hard to sit there and believe that he's going to be reliable enough to play for a full 17-game season for you. J.C. Horn, same scenario, unfortunately, where last year he had the hip issue, then his own teammate hurt his hand and broke his wrist or whatever it was. That sucks to see. Like, that's just bad luck. The turf issue, week three on the road, Thursday Night Football in Houston with the foot. It's all bad luck. And again, none of these guys want to get hurt. But the reality is, for the Carolina Panthers, their top two corners have not been able to make it through a season together. And missing a game or two, that's totally fine. Like, that's football. That's going to happen. But missing handfuls of weeks, that is something that the Carolina Panthers cannot get past if that happens, knowing that Keith Taylor and C.J. Henderson are the guys that have to step up in those situations. And maybe Keith Taylor going from year two to three makes that leap. Maybe Henderson, who goes from year three to four, who's likely going to have his fifth-year option declined, maybe he makes that leap. It's a contract year, and those are typically undefeated. I just have a hard time really trusting that to happen. Now, if the Panthers are going to take a quarterback at number one overall, and then their next pick's going to be in the second round, and they're likely going to take a wide receiver. And corner could be on the board. Edge rusher could be on the board. Still depends on how the rest of free agency plays out. I don't know when they would take a cornerback, say they don't take one with that 39th overall pick. It could be a while before the Panthers really address that position, which is why I feel like they should still be in the market for a veteran corner to sign for a couple-year deal and one that's team-friendly. Now, one that probably gets you out of it after a year, maybe two, if that's what you want to do. But they should still be out in the market. Now, Matt Bowen, who I talked about earlier, ESPN.com, he's got his top 30 free agent breakdown out there of guys that are still available, had a top 100 list. Now it's down to 30. He's got Rocky Shin, who actually has a relationship with Frank Reich because he played with Frank Reich back in Indianapolis. And here's Bowen saying he had just two interceptions over his past four seasons, his four pro seasons rather, but with press man traits, zone awareness, and competitive playing style, he's a physical corner who can disrupt at the line of scrimmage and tackle. The 2019 second-round pick has seven breakups last year, and he allowed just one touchdown catch as the nearest defender in coverage, according to NFL's Next Gen Stats. He's rated the sixth of the top 30 available free agents out there, according to Matt Bowen of ESPN.com. Why not give him a call? Get him here for a year deal if you can do that. He was last year with the Raiders. Of course, like I mentioned, he was in Indianapolis with the Colts and Frank Reich back then. He's a veteran. He's someone who I think probably fits the style of play that they want to run here with the 3-4 scheme with Jairo Vero. Bring him into Carolina. You cannot rely on Henderson and Taylor, and I don't know what you're going to get out of potentially a third or fourth round cornerback coming out of college. Rocky Shin, that's someone I think the Carolina Panthers should be interested in, but really finding a veteran corner to come out here and to add some depth and to be that number three guy, to be someone who can start for a couple weeks if and probably when Horn or Jackson have that injury. The Panthers got to improve and need to find an upgrade over CJ Henderson and Keith Taylor, whether it's the draft, but more likely for agency. That's something they need to get done. All right, so that's going to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, hosted by yours truly, Julian Council. Again, y'all, make sure to check out the show for free over on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast. Subscribe and listen and follow over there. And follow me, Julian Council, on Twitter, at Julian Council, where on Friday I'll be back to answer your weekly Friday mailbag questions, either at me or DM me over on Twitter, at Julian Council. In the meantime, be safe, be happy, be whole. As always, keep pounding, and I'll talk to y'all on Tuesday.